Sean Misaki Flynn's extraordinarily important and, so far, largely ignored book, The Cure That Works, Regenerate 2899, gives the answers in straightforward prose. You'll be rubbing your eyes in disbelief. Healthcare can indeed be inexpensive, first-rate, and easily accessible to everyone. The bottom line, capitalism with safety nets works. Singapore has the most free market-oriented medical system anywhere. The U.S., in contrast, has a third-party system, providers, patients, and insurers, government, and it's the third parties that are the drivers here. Hospitals, for instance, know their revenues depend more on how well they negotiate with insurers than on how well they satisfy patients. This leads to the utterly strange situation of prices almost never being posted. In Singapore, the dynamic is a two-party system. The patient is in charge, just as the consumer is in almost every other market. Essentially, all workers pay a chunk of their salary into the equivalent of a health savings account. But they, not the government, own the assets. From that account, an employee pays premiums for insurance to cover catastrophically expensive medical conditions as well as routine medical expenses. What isn't spent remains in the account and grows. Because most people don't suffer from chronic conditions, the overall value of these accounts increases, and they now equal nearly 4.5 years worth of the country's total yearly medical outlays. Another crucial factor in Singapore's system, all healthcare providers, including pharmacies, must post the prices of everything. No hidden $25 charge for a Tylenol pill. Bills are simple so that the customer understands exactly what he or she is being charged for. Hospitals and clinics compete for a patient's business. Thus, they provide good service at low cost. If you want a fancy hospital room, you'll pay extra. If you want a bare-bones one, where you're in a space resembling an army barracks with plenty of other patients, you'll save money. But what's amazing is that regardless of your choice, the care is the same. There's no distinction in the quality of care because of income. Contrast this pricing transparency with what we have in the U.S. Flynn rightly compares our situation with a third world bazaar, where you haggle with a merchant for an item. It's hard to make price comparisons with other merchants without spending an inordinate amount of time.